Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Penalty Kicks. My name is Samuel Goldberg, alongside Zachary Soma. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the men's and women's soccer team's recent success at the beginning of NEC conference play. And Zach, we're going to start off here with the men's team. They are, you know, off to a good start.
1-0-1. Well, now 1-1-1.
Now,
after today's match against Merrimack, their first road game of NEC play, and there were high hopes going in, and the men's team kind of laid an egg, 6-0, brutal game.
Merrimack's one of the better teams in the NEC.
They are, but it's still not an excuse for their effort. I thought over the past three games, the game against Mount St. Mary's and the game against Fairleigh Dickinson, their first two in conference play, I thought they had really found their game. I think there was obviously still a bunch they needed to improve on, but I liked where they were going. And then coming into this road trip, you have high hopes. Maybe they can go to like 2-0-1. They probably could have beaten Fairleigh Dickinson. There was a really close call with Ricardo Rota. He hit the crossbar. He should have won the game for him, but it was a 0-0 finish. And you have high hopes going into Merrimack and decimated.
Absolutely just blown out.
Yeah. And I mean, on the bright side for the Colonials, it's still early in conference play. They can fix their issues. And their next opponent is Central Connecticut, who is a lot, I wouldn't say easier, but they don't have a win on the season yet. They're struggling. They're a team that RMU can kind of use as a kind of a starting point as to getting their game back on track.
Yeah, to get back on the right page. And you look at the Central Connecticut team, you know, they still don't have a win, and you know, they could be hungry. So yeah. RMU's got to be careful not to overlook this game, because this game for the men's team could be a trap game.
You obviously don't want to underestimate any of your opponents, but you just want to come out on the right foot, and you want to say that Merrimack game was a fluke. What happened there isn't the norm. They're not going to get blown out every game, and they haven't over the past few, which is why the result in Merrimack is so surprising.
And just the way that RMU has been playing together as a unit, they're limiting the chances of the opposing teams. And
they were doing better against, again, Mount St. Mary's and Fairleigh Dickinson. And I thought their last non-conference game against Howard, they kind of really got into form, and then Merrimack just ended that. And they had really good goalie play from a freshman, Mike Zornicek.
Yeah, two clean sheets.
And then the tie against Howard, he did a really good job. And it kind of shades of his first start, which came against, who was that?
Are you talking about for NEC?
First game, no. For NEC, first game total. Mike got the same start. Oakland.
Yeah.
5-0 there.
5-1.
5-1. Late goal. But still the same issues, and then it happened again in Merrimack. And I'm not going to say that he loses the starting job because of this game, but maybe they, because throughout most of the non-conference, they had a rotation for the starting goaltender between him, Kristen Snatchko, and Grant Glorioso. And, you know, maybe the coach decides to give somebody else a try again. Or maybe they stick with Mike. And I think they probably should stick with Mike. And
you know, keep his confidence up.
Yeah, the games before this one, he played very well. I thought, given that he is a freshman coming into that starting role, I think he did an amazing job in those past few games, especially the start of conference play. He really stepped up. And it's unfortunate to see what happened against Merrimack. And I don't think it's his fault what happened either. I mean, they were getting dominated by the shots. I was checking halfway through the game. The shots were like 15-1. It was just not.
It was basically like a firing range.
Yeah, there was nothing really he could do about it. But, you know, he also still gave up 6 goals.
Yeah.
So.
At the same time, you know. Also for RMU, you know, they don't have a leading goal scorer yet. They're still trying to find that main goal scorer. Right now, on the website, Christian Creighton says he's the leading goal scorer with one. But there's
one.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's.
I mean, that's not a bad thing necessarily. Like we brought up last year, but the women's team last year had one goal scorer who had like 14 goals, which makes your team a bit one-dimensional. So when you have that offense coming from multiple places, it's a good thing. The issue is I don't think they're getting enough offense from those places. Mm-hmm. They're kind of – they get a lucky bounce every once in a while, which is not what you want. You want consistent scoring. And it's like we said last episode where they're missing something, and that's part of it. They're missing just somebody or a few people even to step up on offense. And we saw bits and pieces of it in previous games before the Merrimack one. I liked the play of Ricardo Rota. He had, again, that great chance against Fairleigh Dickinson that just didn't go in. I've liked the play of Lorenzo, who is just a ball of energy out there. He does great. And I've liked the play of Ethan Romito as well, another forward, a young forward, just a lot of energy all over the field, pressuring. I've liked the play of them. But they're just, when they get the ball in the offensive zone, sometimes I think they just kind of panic. And they just kind of throw it on net as like quick as they can without looking for another play. Or maybe they don't see a play open and they just panic, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand that. Taking a look at the Fairleigh Dickinson game where they drew 0-0, RMU and FTU were fairly even throughout the whole game.
It was a very even game. I think Fairleigh Dickinson had maybe the better looks. But it was an even game, like, shot-wise.
And 21-17 on shots. RMU had more shots on target.
And a decent amount of those shots for Fairleigh Dickinson came in overtime.
Yeah, having
double overtimes. Because at the end, RMU had just played 2 days before. And they looked dead in both those overtime periods. And they kind of snuck out with a draw. They really didn't really play very well in those two overtimes, but I mean, they still got the draw, and they probably, again, should have won the game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, getting zero shots in the first overtime, and then only one shot in the second overtime, getting only one shot in overtime, it's not that good, but all in all, RMU had the better offensive day, having five shots on target compared to FDU's two shots on target, so RMU was generating more chances. Even though the shots are 21-17, the RMU had more chances on net.
Yeah, and I like their game coming into the Merrimack one, and it's just disappointing that they've kind of reverted back to that early season form where they were just struggling and they couldn't play defense. And you hope that doesn't continue. And again, the next opponent is Central Connecticut, the Blue Devils. That game takes place on Sunday, so I think they have a much better chance against them. Again, Central Connecticut struggling this season, and they should be able to turn things around. But if they can't, and if they maybe even drop that game, that sets them back a ton, especially
it really
in the
does.
NEC. You don't want to drop a game like that. You need to get a win there,
mm-hmm.
and they really need to focus on playing a good game, getting their game plan, following it, and just I think one of the biggest things is just converting on their chances. They have looks. They just don't convert on them. And I wish there was, you know, it's an easy thing for me to say, obviously. Just score.
Yeah.
Just score goals.
Just dribble and score.
God, easy. But obviously it's a lot harder than that. But you mm-hmm. have the opportunities. You just, I don't know if it's just bad bounces or, again, them panicking in the offensive zone, but they just need to be able to convert, get better team play in the offensive zone, especially.
And taking a look here again for the game against Mount St. Mary's, RMU more shots than Mount St. Mary's, but only two shots on target, but one of them did fall in.
Yeah,
so that was good.
Was a bit of a lucky bounce. We'll be honest, it went off a defender, but I mean, it's still a goal is a goal.
Mm-hmm.
You take what you can get, and there was a lot of pressure coming from the forwards that caused it. There was a forward for RMU in the box at the time when it went off the defender, so. They're getting their chances. They just need to convert on them.
Yeah.
And it's just as simple as that. As well as now, you got to think about the defensive side of the ball, which I thought they did a really good job of against Mount St. Mary's and against Fairleigh Dickinson especially. But, you know, with a result like that against Merrimack, you just got to look at everything and see what went wrong.
You have to bounce back from the Merrimack game. You have to make sure it's just not in the team's head. Just forget about it and just move on.
Yeah, that's a game you just forget about, move on. It was a fluke. That's what you hope. You hope it's just a fluke. Stuff happens. Bad game. You know, first road game of NEC play too. Maybe that played a role in it. But they go on the road again for Central Connecticut. And hopefully there they can turn things around. Hopefully there they don't have the same issues.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Moving on to the women's side. Starting off NEC conference play, they are
1-1.
Yes, 1-1. Trying to scroll to the top there. Couldn't get there quickly enough.
They
but are
1-1. There they we are. Beat Mount St. Mary's 1-0, and then they lost to Bryant on Sunday 1-0.
Two very, very close games.
Very even games too. But and with the Bryant one, it's the same thing that happened in the Akron game. It was an own goal. It was a miscommunication. From what I remember, what happened, it was just like a cross that went off a defender and just barely passed the goalie and into the back of the net. And it's the same thing that basically happened against Akron. And that's in the last two or three games, you've had an own goal be the sinker for your team. And that has to be just devastating.
Yeah.
That really affects your confidence when it's yourself that's kind of holding your back, because they played good games against Bryant and Akron, and for those to be the ways that they end, not the way you want.
I've scored plenty of own goals in my soccer, and it's not a good feeling, but you just got to look past it and bounce back to the next match. But let's take a look here at the stats from the Mount St. Mary's game. RMU was really, really dominant in this game against Mount St. Mary's, mounting 24 shots on goal, 9 on target, to Mount St. Mary's 12, doubling the shot total. The offense looked really, really good this game. Again, only one goal coming from a penalty kick for RMU, but it's good that they're generating this amount of chances in the game.
Yeah, they're getting their chances, and again, kind of like the men's team, they're struggling to convert on them, but they're getting a bunch of volume. But I think what the women's team needs is a bit more quality on their chances to get more people maybe into the box, for example, and maybe go for a few rebounds, something like that. Again, easier said than done.
Yes, easier said than done.
It's just something to increase your chances, the quality of those chances.
The glaring stat that I look, though, for RMU, yeah, they had a lot of offensive chances. Only one corner kick for RMU.
Yeah, and that's another thing. They don't get a lot of corners, and when they do get a corner, it's hard for them to get anything going off of them. And when you're not getting them, you can't make anything off of them either. But, I mean, a lot of that is a strategy. Like you said, they got 24 shots. They're focusing on a shot rather than, you know, getting those set pieces, which is fine if if you have quality shot opportunities. Mm-hmm. But if you're just tossing them on net from, you know, 50 feet away, you're not going to do much with it.
No, absolutely not. But RMU, they offensively, they're doing well. They just need to get more opportunities for corners and whatnot to just create more offensive opportunities. And so looking at the Bryant game, you know, they lost 1-0, but the way that RMU's been playing, I give a lot of credit to goalkeeper Bruckner.
Yeah,
she's been doing a very, very solid job since her name's been called.
Yeah,
since Schmid went down with the injury.
Yeah, she's been outstanding, especially in that Bryant game. She really held them in there for at least a little bit, but again, just two own goals in the past three games, and it's like, they're so close, and they're getting the good goaltending play, and it's just like a tiny mistake that's leading to the goals that's holding them back. And I can't put any blame on the goalie for that at all, or the defense, really, for that matter. It's just a bit of, I think you
just
need
a
more
bad bounce.
Bad bounce, and I think you just need a bit more communication.
Yeah,
between the defense and the goalie.
Mm-hmm. And looking at the stats here, RMU was pretty dominant too on the offensive side. 17-14 in shots in favor of RMU, 8 on target. And, you know, RMU had chances to score, and they just couldn't convert. And if you can't convert on scoring chances like that, like, you need as many points as you can get in the NEC, because the NEC for soccer, it's a tough conference.
It is.
And you need as many points as you can if you want to advance. And, you know, dropping a game like this to Bryant 1-0 is kind of heartbreaking. And you kind of really want to bounce back from this. But at the same time, RMU offensively, 8 shots on goal, and they did better this game, getting 4 corners. And
but you want to see more than 8 shots on goal.
Well, 8 shots on goal, that's a pretty decent amount of shots on goal, considering.
Sorry. I thought you meant regular shots. That was a mistake on my
end. Total shots, they had 17.
Okay, that's better.
They had 8 on target, and 8 on target is very, very good.
Yeah,
very, very good for a soccer team. Just in general, though, like, just in general, for RMU, like, getting 8 shots on goal, like, getting those opportunities, you know, that's good. Like, they need to build on this and put some in the back of the net for their next match. If they do that, they can get another win, and who knows what that win could lead to. They need to keep building momentum and keep up this offensive pressure that they've been showing these last two matches.
Whoever has the most goals at the end of the game wins. And that's a factual statement.
That is a factual statement, however.
But I definitely agree. It's just a problem of just converting at this point. I think they're doing all the right things. They just need to convert on them, and they have the chance in a little bit. Their game is actually tonight at 7.
Yeah. So go Colonials.
Go Colonials.
Hopefully they win.
Yep.
That match.
They are at Wagner on Staten Island as we speak. And then their next game is against Long Island. So they stay in the New York area for a few days.
Well, the last matchup that RMU played, the RMU women's team played against Wagner, they won 2-1.
Was that last season?
Yes, that was last year. On September 21st, 2018, all time, Robert Morris has 10 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what you like to see. And you want to continue that dominance of an opponent like that. It can even get in the opponent's head. Oh, this is the team that always beats us every time, and we always struggle against them. And that can play a role in momentum, honestly, heading into the match.
And also, RMU is on a 4-game winning streak against Wagner.
Yeah.
With wins coming in 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018, all by a good margin. 3-1, you have 1-0 and a 3-0 win and 2-1. So they've been able to control it very well, and the last two losses have only been 1-0. And those were pretty close games. And for RMU, they just gotta play their brand of soccer and get this win.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah, and then again, important to establish yourself on the road, both for the men's and women's teams. And that's why it's so disappointing that the men's team dropped the ball like they did in Merrimack. You want to set yourself up for good road play as much as home play is important. And you've had that. Both teams have had that opportunity. They've shown strides at home. But you want to establish on the road that you can be a force to be reckoned with as well. Because that's hard to do. That's hard to be a good road team. It's hard to be good at home as good at home as you are away. It's hard. And if you can do both, that sets you up so well.
Yeah. Especially because playing on the road is so big, and at home it's a lot easier because it's your home turf and whatnot, and everybody's there supporting you. But on the road, like, you have to have much thicker skin, and you have to be able to, you know, just cancel out all the noise and just play your brand of soccer. So
yeah, it's a foreign environment. It's hard to get adjusted sometimes, and it's really important to get adjusted, to get comfortable, to just kind of settle into the game on the road, and just play your style, play your game. Don't let the opponent force you into their game plan. You want to force the opponent into yours.
Yes, definitely. And taking a look at also the women's soccer leading goal scorer on the year, it's a current tie right now for their leading goal scorers. We have Kayla Vasela Lima with 3 and Sheridan Reed with 3.
Yeah, they've both been really good.
Yeah, they've really been good. Getting themselves open in the box and, you know, finding a way to put the ball in the back of the net. And as I said earlier, Bruckner has been very, very solid in goal. She's stepped up. She's doing a huge part for this RMU team, and she's being a wall back there.
Yeah, and as much as we talk about Bruckner and her success, that has to play a role as well with the defense back there. They're doing a great job as well. They're really preventing too many like really good opportunities, and they're even with the own goals, they're getting back. They're in the way of these balls. They're just taking some bad bounces and some miscommunication. Yeah, but that's showing that they're at least they're putting in the effort to stop crosses, to get in the way of passes like that, and to shut down opportunities. And that plays a big role as well in their defensive prowess, their success in goal as well.
Yeah, on the women's team, you know, coming off a 4-4 record last year, like they definitely want to, in conference play, they definitely want to bounce back this year. Again, they're off to a 1-1 start, and you know, coming into the next game here tonight against Wagner, they really want to get going, really want to get this offense going. They want to, this is a statement game, I believe, for the Colonials.
The one against Wagner,
They need to make a statement against Wagner, and they need to do it on their own to get the momentum going back on their side, and just look to pick up more wins in conference play.
I definitely agree. I think the game against Wagner is a winnable game. It's one that you can look at and go, yeah, we can definitely get a win, and we definitely should get a win there. How good is Wagner this season?
Wagner this season. Let me pull it up right here. You know, as a team this year for Wagner, I briefly looked at their record before, and you know, they've had slight struggles this year. They've had slight struggles, and basically they need to get, I don't know, it's I'm at a loss of words.
Okay.
Let's see if I there we go. All right. I finally pulled it up here.
Yeah, interesting fact. Wagner doesn't have men's soccer.
Yeah, they for some reason.
They don't have that.
They don't have.
So Wagner this year 3-6-1, and they're 1-0-1 in conference play. So that's a good. That's not nothing to be to scoff at. No. I mean, you gotta take you gotta value every opponent. You gotta play up to them.
Yeah, like you can't look down on an opponent.
Underestimate. Yeah, that's underestimate. The word I was trying to say. Well, we both just lost that word.
Yeah.
Underestimate. You can't underestimate anybody, especially in the NEC.
It's been a long Friday. Yeah. Anywho, for the men's team, they are their next match after Merrimack.
Well, is Central Connecticut.
It's Central Connecticut.
Who is struggling this year. They're like 0-6-1, I believe. They played Bryan earlier, actually, for the men's side. So they might be 0-7-1.
Yes, they may be.
Let me see. I am pulling that up right now. While I pull that up, can you talk about...
I have some history for the Colonials against Central Connecticut. Their last matchup was last year, October 21st, 2018. They lost 1-0. All time against Central Connecticut, they have 6 wins, 6 losses, and 1 tie. The Colonials are looking to bounce back here after last year's loss to them. However, RMU has played fairly well against Central Connecticut. Each game has been really close. The past 6 games have been decided by 2 goals or less. You have RMU losing before that loss in 2018. RMU was on a 4-game winning streak against the Central Connecticut, and they looked to bounce back after a defeat today.
I got a good Marigat. Yeah, I got good news.
Oh, what is
Central
your good news?
Central Connecticut Blue Devils fell 4-0 to Bryant today, and they're now 0-7-1 on the season. They have only given up less than 4 goals twice this year.
That's...
And they also have 4 goals on the year. But again, don't underestimate.
No.
As much as we're saying, yeah, Central Connect struggling, this is the record, this is the result, you can't underestimate. You can't walk in to, especially since it's a road game too, you can't just walk in to Connecticut and go, easy win. Yeah, we're playing a bad team. Easy win. That's how you lose. That's how I don't think they underestimated Merrimack, but maybe their mindset.
I mean, the Colonials, they only have 6 goals on the season.
Yeah, they only have
they
six.
Only have 6 goals on the season. Only but most they've ever scored in a game is
good,
2.
Yeah, the good thing with the Army though is that they're not getting blown out like Central Connecticut is.
Yeah,
they're at least keeping it close through most of the games. They're getting a decent amount of opportunities. Central Connecticut right now is just kind of
they're
getting beat up right
now. They're kind of lost.
To be fair, a lot of their non-conference games came against really good teams. They played like Seton Hall. They played UMass, Rhode Island, Quinnipiac. Yale beat some really good teams.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
However, they also
teams.
Did lose 4-0, the same score they lost to Yale to Bryant, who's in the division. So, yeah, it's rough. But again, just don't underestimate them.
Yeah, just
you can't do that.
You can't underestimate them. You have to go in to the game and you know act like it's any other day at the office and take care of business and move on.
Yeah, all right. So as we're getting near the end of the show, predictions. What's your prediction for the men's team as they take on Central Connecticut?
I think RMU is going to generate some good chances. I feel like they're going to really dominate this game.
This game's going to be 10-1.
No.
It's not. It's going to be like 2-0. It's going to be 2-0.
I'm feeling this game could be a trap game, but at the same time, if RMU can move the ball, be good defensively, and
this should not be a trap game.
They
shouldn't.
I feel the Colonials will pull this out 3-1.
3-1?
I think
that's solid.
I think they'll give up an early one and then they'll get it together.
I would be fairly upset if they gave up a goal to Central Connecticut. I mean, me saying that, it's probably going to happen, to be honest. But I think they definitely should win at least 2-0, 3-0, hopefully. That's the hope. You hope they don't go in underestimating them. You hope that the Merrimack game doesn't linger in their minds, and you just gotta hope for that stuff.
And a prediction for the Wagner game that's gonna happen soon.
Very soon, in the next 10 minutes. It's gonna start in 10 minutes. What's your prediction?
I feel RMU has a very, very strong team. They've been getting good offensive chances, and they're gonna definitely carry this momentum. Like this offensive fury against Bryant into this game. I feel RMU is going to win this game 2-1.
2-1?
2-1.
2-1?
I'm feeling a 2-1 score against Wagner. Because Wagner, they do, don't get me wrong, Wagner has a good offense.
Yes.
And they can strike from anywhere. And I just think RMU has the better goalkeeper in Bruckner. I think we have the better goalkeeper, and I think the goalkeeper makes the biggest difference tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be, I think it's also going to be like 2-1, maybe 1-0, a very close game between two good teams, and it should be a good one.
Yes, it
and
should.
Hopefully it sets them up for a good rest of the NEC play.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 2 of Penalty Kicks.
Yeah.
We look forward for you guys tuning in next week, and we hope you have a wonderful night.